AI, so here's something that should probably bother you more than it does. Every time you've been stuck in a chatbot loop, screaming agent into your keyboard. That experience, companies are now raising $350 million to make it better, or worse, depending on how you look at it. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Customer support AI just became its own thing. Not a feature, not a tab in some enterprise dashboard, a full-blown, heavily funded venture capital darling industry vertical, and the numbers are AI. Actually kind of wild. Here's the setup. For years, customer service chatbots were the thing everyone hated, but companies kept using anyway. You know the type, "I didn't understand that. Did you mean reset password?" No, I meant I want a refund and I'm about to leave a one-star review. That era is apparently over, or at least that's the pitch. Enter a company called Sierra, backed by Andreessen Horowitz, which, if you follow AI investing, is basically the Yankees of this space right now. Sierra just closed a $350 million round, $350 million. AI for customer service, AI. Let that number live in your brain for a second. Here's where it gets interesting. Sierra isn't building a chatbot. They're building what they call an AI agent. The distinction matters. A chatbot answers questions. An agent actually does things. It connects to your CRM, your billing system, your logistics platform, and it resolves the issue end to end. One early case study showed an AI agent handling nearly half of all incoming requests that previously needed a human within 30 days of deployment. 30 days in Sierra isn't alone. AI, Ada, another platform in this space, claims 84% automated resolution. 84 with a 162% improvement in customer satisfaction scores and a 357% return on investment. Now, I'll be honest, I always squint a little at vendors' supplied statistics, but even if you cut those numbers in half, they're still compelling. Then there's Moveworks, which went a slightly different direction. Instead of customer-facing support, they went internal. IT help desk, HR questions, software access requests. AI, the stuff that makes corporate employees want to cry. They're backed by Lightspeed and A16Z and are described as, quote, "one of the most well-funded companies in the AI support space." No argument there. My take? I think this is genuinely significant. Not because the technology is magic, it's not, but because the problem it's solving is real and expensive. Companies spend enormous amounts of money on support operations. If AI can handle 60, 70, 80% of that volume while actually improving satisfaction, that's not hype. That's a real business. AI. But here's the thing. While everyone is celebrating the deflection numbers, something important is getting quietly buried in the fine print. This is story number two, and it's the story inside the story, the dirty secret of customer support AI. Isn't whether it can deflect tickets, it's whether it can do it without making customers feel like they've been trapped in a maze with no exit. And right now, that's still very much an open question. Here's what the research actually says. AI. The company's getting praised, and Airbnb comes up repeatedly in industry case studies, aren't the ones with the highest deflection rates. They're the ones who built the best human handoffs. Easy escalation, full context transfer, no starting over from scratch. The AI says, "Here's what we discussed, here's what I tried, here's a human who can actually help." That's the experience people appreciate. The ones getting dragged, the bot walls, you know them. The system's designed, and I do mean designed, this is a choice to make reaching a human so frustrating that you just give up. AI, that's not AI improving customer service, that's AI being weaponized against the customer to protect the cost center. HubSpot's AI Concierge Breeze resolves 65% of conversations without human involvement. LivePerson claims 90% automation of routine operations. Those are impressive numbers. But the industry guidance that keeps coming up over and over is this: route sensitive issues and empathy-heavy conversations to humans. Always. The AI handles the transactional stuff. A person handles the moment someone is genuinely upset, scared, or confused. AI. And there's a quality control problem that's becoming its own product category. Companies like Observe AI, which raised over $200 million, exist specifically to monitor whether AI and human agents are responding accurately, empathetically, and on brand. Because hallucinations in customer support aren't just embarrassing, they're a compliance risk. a legal risk, a we told the customer the wrong refund policy, and now we're in trouble risk. Honestly, I think the companies that win this space long term won't be the ones with the highest deflection rates. AI, they'll be the ones who figured out that the handoff is the product. Quick hits before we go. Intuit launched a generative AI assistant across its entire product suite, including Credit Karma, essentially building an AI financial advisor directly into the product experience. Spotify is using real-time AI translation so support agents can respond in a customer's native language while preserving cultural nuance, which honestly is one of the more quietly impressive use cases I've seen. AI. And someone on Reddit pointed out that the companies bragging about 90% automation are the same ones whose support emails take 4 days to answer. Which, fair point. Here's the thread connecting all of today's stories. We are at the exact moment where AI customer support could go one of two ways. It becomes the thing that actually fixes a broken, frustrating, expensive system, or it becomes a more sophisticated version of the thing we already hate, just harder to escape. The technology is genuinely capable now. $350 million rounds don't happen on vibes. AI. The question is whether the company is deploying it optimized for deflection metrics or for customer outcomes. Those are not always the same thing. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.